Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Imagine a vast ocean, not on the surface, but hidden deep within the earth, a discovery that has rewritten the story of our planet's water origin. This is the story of ringwoodite, a mineral that has changed our understanding of the earth's interior and the water cycle. The discovery of this hidden ocean was first made in 2014 by geophysicists Brandon Schmandt and Stephen Jacobsen, who found a massive water reservoir trapped in ringwoodite minerals 700 kilometers below the Earth's surface. This finding, published in the journal Science, fundamentally challenges the long-held cometary delivery theory of Earth's water origin and has profound implications for understanding the deep water cycle. The Schmandt-Jacobsen study, titled Dehydration Melting at the Top of the Lower Mantle, was a groundbreaking research that involved a team of experts from various universities. The team used three independent lines of evidence to prove the existence of this hidden ocean. First, they used USRA seismic data, which is a network of 2,000 seismographs deployed across the continental United States. These seismographs recorded seismic waves from over 500 earthquakes, which slowed down significantly when passing through the transition zone, indicating the presence of hydrous rock. Second, the team conducted high-pressure laboratory experiments, which demonstrated that when hydrous ringwoodite transitions to denser minerals at the 660-kilometer boundary, it releases water through a process called dehydration melting, producing intergranular melt. Third, they used numerical modeling, which confirmed that downwelling mantle material crossing the 660-kilometer discontinuity would undergo partial melting if the transition zone were hydrated. But what is ringwoodite, and how does it store water? Ringwoodite is a high-pressure polymorph of olivine, with the chemical formula MgFe2CO4. It belongs to the spinel crystal structure group, crystallizing in the isometric system with space group FD3M. Ringwoodite's remarkable property is its ability to incorporate water as hydroxyl defects within its crystal lattice. Two hydroxide ions replace one magnesium ion and two oxide ions in a vacancy substitution mechanism. Laboratory studies show that ringwoodite can store up to 2.6% water in its structure, an extraordinary capacity for a nominally anhydrous mineral. The discovery of ringwoodite in a diamond from Juína, Brazil, provided direct physical proof of its existence in the Earth's interior. The diamond, which formed at approximately 525 kilometers depth in the transition zone, carried the ringwoodite inclusion to the surface, giving scientists a unique glimpse into the Earth's hidden ocean. The mantle transition zone, where ringwoodite is found, is a region between 410 and 660 kilometers depth, sandwiched between the upper mantle and the lower mantle. It is defined by two sharp seismic discontinuities, boundaries where seismic wave velocities change abruptly due to mineral phase transitions. Both wartslate and ringwoodite can store to 2-3% water as hydroxyl groups in their crystal structures, far more than the minerals above or below the transition zone. This creates a natural water trap. Water carried downward by subducting slabs is absorbed by wartslate and ringwoodite, but when these minerals transform to bridgmanite below 660 kilometers, the excess water is released through dehydration melting. The estimated volume of water in the transition zone is staggering, equivalent to approximately 3 times the volume of all surface oceans combined. This water is not in liquid form but exists as hydroxyl groups trapped within the crystal structure of ringwoodite. The transition zone is a shell 250 kilometers thick, encircling the entire planet, a vast volume of rock capable of storing enormous quantities of water. To understand the ringwoodite discovery, it's essential to have a basic knowledge of the Earth's internal structure. The Earth is divided into distinct layers based on chemical composition and mechanical behavior. The major seismic discontinuities, such as the Mohorovicic discontinuity, separate the crust from the mantle, while the Gutenberg discontinuity separates the mantle from the outer core. The Ringwoodite discovery has reignited the debate about the origin of Earth's water. The traditional theory holds that Earth's water arrived from space during the late heavy bombardment, approximately 4.1 to 3.8 billion years ago, when water-rich asteroids and comets bombarded the early Earth. However, the Ringwoodite findings strongly support the alternative theory that Earth's water originated from within the planet itself and was released to the surface through volcanic outgassing over billions of years. The evidence supporting the internal outgassing theory includes the Schmann-Jacobson study, which proves that the mantle can store three times the surface ocean volume of water. Dehydration melting at the 660-kilometer boundary provides a mechanism for water to migrate upward from the transition zone. Volcanic emissions today still release significant amounts of water vapor, suggesting ongoing degassing. The Earth accreted from materials in the inner solar system that already contained hydrous minerals. The emerging consensus is that most geoscientists now favor a hybrid model. Earth's water likely came from both sources. Initial water was trapped in the planet during accretion, stored in minerals like ringwoodite, and subsequently supplemented by asteroid-comet delivery. The ringwoodite reservoir may act as a buffer, regulating the amount of surface water over geological timescales by absorbing and releasing water through the deep water cycle. In India, the Deep Ocean Mission, approved by the Union Cabinet in June 2021, reflects the country's growing capability in understanding the Earth's interior and ocean floor. The mission, implemented by the National Institute of Ocean Technology, aims to explore the deep ocean and study the oceanic crust at mid-ocean ridges, where mantle material surfaces. This can provide insights into mantle composition, hydrothermal venting, and plate tectonic processes that drive the deep water cycle. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Ringwoodite has a chemical formula of Mg(Fe)2CO4 and belongs to the spinel crystal structure group. It can store up to 2.6% water in its structure and is found in the mantle transition zone, approximately 410 to 660 kilometers depth. The Schmann-Jacobson study estimated that the transition zone contains a water volume equivalent to three times the surface oceans. The Deep Ocean Mission has a budget of 4,077 crore rupees for 5 years, and the Union Budget 2025-26 allocated 600 crore rupees for the mission. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Ringwoodite discovery is relevant to the topics of the Earth's interior, seismic waves, and discontinuities, as well as the origin of Earth's hydrosphere. Remember this number, 410 to 660 kilometers, the depth range of the mantle transition zone. Note this carefully, the Earth's water origin is a topic of ongoing debate, with both internal outgassing and cometary delivery theories having evidence to support them. In conclusion, the discovery of Ringwoodite and the hidden ocean it reveals has significant implications for our understanding of the Earth's water cycle and the planet's interior. As we continue to explore and study the Earth's deep ocean and interior, we may uncover more secrets about our planet's history and the origins of life itself. The Ringwoodite discovery is a reminder of the awe-inspiring complexity and beauty of the Earth's internal structure, and it highlights the importance of continued scientific research and exploration to uncover the secrets of our planet.